of another people's car, the Volkswagen Beetle. General Motors, in turn, had pioneered mass marketing, with a hierarchy of brands ranging from the practical Chevrolet to the prestigious Cadillac that fit Americans on all rungs of the socioeconomic ladder. GM also had developed the organizational principles, decentralized operations subject to central financial control, that would underpin virtually every corporation in America and the world. GM scientists had invented the room air conditioner and the mechanical heart pump. And in 1955, GM had become the world's first company to earn more than $1 billion in a single year. That General Motors could go bankrupt seemed as unlikely, say, as America's banks going broke, or as a black man being elected President of the United States. But, in fact, all three of those things, one a historic breakthrough, the other two historic breakdowns, would happen in the mind-numbing months between late 2008 and mid-2009. In the end, the bailout of America's banks would cost 7 or 8 times as much as rescuing Detroit, but the emotional impact would be nowhere near as deep. It was cars, after all, not banks, that Americans celebrated in books, movies, and music. The Beach Boys' memorable 1963 song was Little Deuce Coupe, not Little Deuce Coupon. And Wilson Pickett's hit 3 years later was Mustang Sally, not Mustang Sally May. Millions of Americans cherished the memories of the 1950s tail fins, the 1960s muscle cars, and their own sexual and other escapades in the automobiles of their youth. A typical episode occurred in Kalamazoo, Michigan in 1969, when two boys driving a hot new Ford Mustang pulled out of a local Chicken Charlie's drive-in, tailed by girls driving a Plymouth Barracuda. It was showtime. When the Mustang's driver hit the accelerator, the car literally flew over a blind hill and momentarily went airborne, just as it was passing a parked policeman. The cop must have been startled, because when he pulled the boys over, he had hot coffee spilled on his uniform. Thousands of such incidents all across America would inspire Hollywood a few years later to make a movie called American Graffiti. By the end of the 20th century, America's love affair with the automobile had evolved to an infatuation with the sport utility vehicle, or SUV, designed for traversing off-road terrain, although few people actually took it there. The SUV's unlikely popularity made it fitting that on December 7, 2008, Detroit's greatest hour of need, three gleaming white SUVs, a Chevrolet Tahoe, a Ford Escape, and a Dodge Aspen, were parked like sacred icons at the altar for a special service at the Greater Grace Temple Pentecostal Church on Detroit's northwest side. It happened to be the 67th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, but the service wasn't to pray for deliverance from Japanese dive bombers or torpedo planes. Instead, it was to beseech relief from Toyota Camrys and Honda Accords, whose wide popularity, on top of America's financial crisis, was a critical cause of Detroit's affliction. A vice president of the United Auto Workers led prayers for a congregational bailout and gave the worshipers a benediction for the occasion. "We have done all we can do in this union," he said, "so I'm going to turn it over to the Lord." The presiding prelate at the service intoned, "We have never seen as midnight an hour as we face this week. Lives are hanging above an abyss of uncertainty as both houses of Congress decide whether to extend a helping hand." Uncertainty was hanging heavily in many places across America that were far from Detroit. One was the sparrow fart town of South Paris, Maine, as Gene Benner affectionately put it. There, he owned Bessie Motor Sales, the Chrysler Jeep Dodge dealership that served the town of 2,200 people, some 90 minutes northwest of Portland. Benner was the quintessential small-town car dealer. His road to that occupation, while less than direct, was a real-life version of the American dream. He had been a star wide receiver and holder of a host of school records on the University of Maine football.